Experience, strength, and hope for the next 15 to 20 minutes. Georgia.
Until I guess 5, 5, and 5. Okay. All right. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Jerry.
My name's Jerry, and I've been in OA for the past 5 years. Let me qualify. I came to OA weighing about 185, and I weigh 165 now. And that's only about 20 pounds, but that 20 pounds came with a big history. When I came to OA after seeing a doctor because I was having bad hip problems and I needed a hip replacement.
No,
I
no,
needed
no, 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 no.
two hip replacements. And Dr. Bast over at Casa Colina said, "You are at almost a 35 BMI, and I'll give you the hip replacements, but the manufacturer, you're right there, and the manufacturer will, if you gain any weight, the manufacturer isn't gonna let me do this because you're right there, and it's not recommended." And I'm like, "Oh no, as obstinate as the way I am, I've got to go on a diet." And I belong to another program, which has a gentleman attending it that belongs to this program, and he always shared all of his programs in our program, and I knew he belonged to OA, and I went up to him and I said, "You talk about OA," and I was familiar with OA, and I asked him, and he said, "There's a newcomer meeting on Tuesday nights, and this is the login and password. Why don't you check it out?" And he said, "The ladies, they look like you. I think you would get it. And it's familiar. You're already familiar with the steps and everything. Why don't you check it out?" So I did. And I liked it, of course. I belong. So I went to the newcomer meeting and felt inspired. And then I started coming to this meeting, and I knew I needed a sponsor if it was go going to start working. And I chose a sponsor. I started working. Felt good, but didn't click. Found another sponsor. Felt good, but didn't click. And then I found my current sponsor, who I work with, and I'm working with her today. And that really helped. Kind of fast forward to my surgeries. Okay, had my surgery on my right side, and that was successful. Also, I wanted to tell you a little background before the orthopedic surgery. Before I hit 185, way before that, I had eaten myself up to 250. Okay. I had a gastric bypass surgery.
Oh.
So the 250, I had gotten down to like 150. I had lost 100 pounds with the gastric bypass surgery. For me, that was good. It was a tool. I wouldn't say that's the kinder, softer way of going about things, because you have to go a whole month of eating liquid. And the liquid, I don't know what they do today, but the liquid in those days of 20 years ago, the liquid tasted like dirty socks. But you have to give your stomach time to heal before you put food in over it. It's really not the kinder, softer way. And even today, I have to be very careful of what I eat and the volume that I eat. And it's not easy for me these days. I still have to address the issue because I'm eating tons, a lot. And it's not like I'm eating a lot, so it still affects me today. So even though gastric bypass, you're thinking, "Oh, boy, would I like to I'm still thinking the 12-step program in OA is the way to go by capturing your tuning into your higher power and surrendering using step three and your higher power, whatever that may be, is the kinder, softer way to go, better than losing three quarters of your stomach through this. In a way, I'm kind of glad I did it because I sure was way out there. And I don't know, had I surrendered to the 12-step program, maybe I wouldn't have had to do it. But God knows what He was doing. So, and He still does. So there you go for that. That was before the orthopedic surgery. Okay, now toward the orthopedic surgery. I have my orthopedic surgery. Started physical therapy. Did the physical therapy. I never felt right on my right hip. I'm going through months of physical therapy and follow-up treatments with Dr. Bast over at Casa Colina. I'm telling him this does not feel right. Here I am, 7 months in physical therapy. Why am I not feeling better? It doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel right. And he's giving me X-rays, MRIs. Everything seems fine. Everything feels, seems fine. A little over a year, he's giving me an X-ray, and the hip is like a cup and a joint in there, and the cup had slipped. And he goes, oh, well, something's wrong. And I said, oh, now you see something's wrong? I've been telling you this. And he says, I need to refer you to a specialist. I want you to see Dr. Booz over at San Dimas Hospital. So I let him refer me, but I'm like, that's fine, refer me. But then I started doing my research about who's the super specialist now. You know, I go to work and, the specialist that he referred me to said, okay, I can fix this. You have, oh, what happened is now I have an infection. They do an aspiration and they find the infection deep within the joint, deep within the joint. He says, this is tricky, but I can do it. What they need to do is take the joint apart, clean it all out, put in a temporary spacer, which emits antibiotics, and you have to be bedridden, and you have to go on a port with antibiotics. This is going to take a year to recover, and but I can do it with Dr. Bass by my side. We're going to tag team, and I'm going, no way am I going to let this guy, who's told me everything's okay for a year, get back in there and think he's gonna, you know, I'm gonna find someone else. In the meantime, this surgeon that Bath referred me to said, I can't do it. Casa Colina isn't gonna let me have this. Well, Casa Colina, who, you know, didn't want me back in their operating room, you know, because they didn't want to take the risk. And, back and forth a little, you know, all of a sudden they didn't want me, then they wanted me, and I'm going, I've had it with you people down here in Pomona Valley. I found someone over in LA at Keck Medicine who said, okay, I have done this surgery. I went to see him. He goes, I have done this surgery, Mrs. Japinga. My husband and I, right at Christmas Eve week in 2023, he said, but I got to tell you, I'm going to put it right out on the line where your infection is. It's in a very critical place. It's very hard to get to. And I'm going to tell you, it's, you know, I may or may not be able to get it. And, you know, 50-50, not even 50-50 chance, it's very difficult. And he explained the surgery. You're gonna, it's no weight bearing for a while. It's gonna take over a year for you to recover on this. And he's really scared me. He said, you know, all of a sudden, me having to lose 20 pounds didn't matter anymore. You know, So talk about doing a third step. You know, I had to do a third step completely on my life. In February, I went in for the surgery and took out the old hip, put in the hip that immersed the antibiotic. They put in a port. They sent me home, and my husband administered the antibiotics through a port, and no weight bearing for a month. And you know, it was a lot of prayers from people who go to all kinds of denominations, and plus the doctor told me, you eat. Now all of a sudden I had to eat. And my OA sponsor was with me side by side. She goes, okay, that's what the doctor said. You eat. And you know, after all was said and done, and I was able to start walking again. And then I came back to OA through Zoom. And then finally, I got to do physical therapy. So now I'm walking, and they put in the right hip again. And I'm okay on the right side. I have a little bit of a walk. Then they did the left hip. So, you know, this is, you know, a long road of recovery. 5 years later, now I'm doing the food program. I've recognized my red light foods. Today I'm taking a 2 month chip for sugar, which I did it before. I kind of went off the program of no sugar at Christmas time, and you know, it took a while to get back the no sugar, but you know, OA has been so good to me, such a kind program. You know, I don't have to beat myself up because I had a little sugar, or you know, and my higher power has given me strength to say, okay, it's okay, because I feel like I'm more of a person now than I've ever been. You know, I've learned that, you know, I'm here. There's a reason why I'm standing instead of in a wheelchair, because it came close. When the doctor tells you know, I don't know if I'm going to get this infection, he means you may lose a quarter of your body, because if they don't, that means it's from here. But they have to amputate. You know, that was scary. I had to talk about a fear-ridden life, you know. But you know, God is good. When, you know, talk about turning your will and your life over to the care of God, who understands you. You know, you have a lot to give when you've been learning that lesson. And there's so much. If you're new, keep coming back. Don't be afraid of the program. If you have a sponsor that you don't feel, like I said in the beginning, that you like them, but you're not clicking, don't be afraid to say, I want to find someone new. Because I was so afraid to say, oh, I don't want to hurt their feelings. That's okay. I'm sure they've been through it too. Find someone who you do click with, right? It doesn't matter. You know, we all want to succeed, and that's part of success, you know? So I'm really glad I'm here today, Cheryl. Thank you for asking me.
Sure. Thank you for leaving.
Yeah.
And too.
That's my story. Thank you.
Yay. Thank you, Carrie.
All right.